Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Coffee Can Investing, The Low-Risk Road to Stupendous Wealth by Saurabh Mukherjee, presents a long-term equity investing approach built on the idea that extraordinary wealth can come from doing fewer things, but doing them with discipline. Borrowing the metaphor of putting valuables in a coffee can and not touching them for years, the book argues for buying a small set of exceptional businesses and holding them through market cycles. It focuses on identifying companies with enduring competitive advantages, clean governance, and the ability to compound earnings over long periods. Rather than chasing hot tips, timing markets, or constantly rotating portfolios, the framework emphasizes patience, simplicity, and a bias toward quality. The result is positioned as a practical, low-interference method suited to investors who want equity returns without the stress of perpetual decision-making. Along the way, the book connects business fundamentals with portfolio construction, behavior, and risk management to explain why long-holding periods and high-quality firms can be a powerful combination. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the coffee can philosophy and the power of inactivity. The core idea is that most investing mistakes come from excessive activity, reacting to headlines, overtrading, and second-guessing holdings. The coffee can metaphor promotes deliberate inactivity after careful selection. Instead of trying to predict quarterly swings, the approach treats equity ownership as partial ownership of businesses whose value compounds over time. The book frames compounding as the central engine. If a company can steadily grow profits and reinvest at attractive rates, time becomes the investor's greatest ally. This leads to an investing style where the main job is to avoid interrupting compounding. The philosophy also implicitly challenges common investor habits such as chasing momentum, selling winners too early, and buying losers out of hope. By reducing decision points, investors reduce the number of opportunities to be wrong. The approach is not passive in the sense of buying everything, it is selective and then intentionally hands-off. The discipline of holding through volatility is treated as a feature, not a flaw, because it allows high-quality businesses to convert operational excellence into shareholder wealth across many years. Secondly, choosing exceptional businesses, quality, moats, and consistent execution, a coffee can portfolio depends on selecting businesses that can survive, adapt, and prosper for a decade or more. The book emphasizes quality as something observable in business fundamentals, not a vague label. Durable competitive advantages, often called moats, matter because they protect pricing power and market position when conditions change. The discussion typically centers on companies with a history of consistent performance rather than episodic success. Indicators of quality include steady revenue and profit growth, strong cash generation, and the ability to reinvest in the business without destroying returns. Equally important is the repeatability of the business model. Firms that can scale processes, maintain customer trust, and keep competitors at bay. The selection mindset is forward-looking but grounded in evidence. Long track records are used to infer resilience and managerial capability. The book's message is that great businesses are rare, and the portfolio should reflect that rarity by owning fewer names with higher conviction. By concentrating on businesses with structural strengths, the investor aims to reduce the chance that long holding periods become long periods of disappointment. Thirdly, financial filters, return on capital, cash flows, and balance sheet strength. A practical framework needs measurable filters, and the book highlights financial characteristics that often accompany long-term compounders. High returns on capital are central because they signal that the company can turn invested money into profits efficiently. When such returns are sustained, they suggest the presence of competitive advantages and good capital allocation. Cash flows receive special attention because accounting profits can be flattered by one-off items or aggressive assumptions, while cash generation is harder to fake over long periods. The book also stresses conservative balance sheets and prudent leverage, reflecting the low-risk ambition of the strategy. Excessive debt can force equity dilution or distress during downturns, interrupting compounding at the worst time. Another theme is reinvestment capacity. Companies that can deploy incremental capital at attractive returns can compound internally without relying on constant acquisitions or financial engineering. Taken together, these filters aim to identify firms that are both profitable and financially resilient. The goal is not to find the cheapest stocks, but to find businesses whose economics can justify long ownership and reduce the probability of permanent capital loss. Fourthly, governance and integrity as non-negotiable risk controls. Long-holding periods magnify the consequences of management behavior, which is why governance and integrity are positioned as crucial. The book treats poor governance as a hidden leverage. It may not show up in quarterly numbers, but it can destroy years of compounding through misallocation of capital, related party transactions, or erosion of stakeholder trust. Strong governance, by contrast, supports predictable decision-making and reduces tail risks. The discussion typically connects governance to capital allocation discipline, transparency in reporting, and alignment between management and minority shareholders. Because the Coffeekin approach reduces trading and monitoring, it requires higher confidence that the business will not surprise investors with avoidable scandals or strategic whiplash. Governance, therefore, becomes a selection gate, not an afterthought. This focus also links to the idea that the best businesses often build cultures of process and accountability, which can be as valuable as market share. By insisting on integrity and robust governance, the strategy aims to keep risk low, not through diversification alone, but through avoiding fragile companies where one bad decision can permanently impair value. Lastly, portfolio construction, concentration, patience, and managing behavioral traps. The book argues that a Coffeekin portfolio is intentionally concentrated because the strategy depends on owning a limited set of outstanding companies rather than a broad collection of average ones. Concentration increases the impact of getting the selection right, but it also raises the need for rigorous screening up front. The approach then leans heavily on patience, holding through drawdowns, underperformance versus benchmarks, and periods when quality looks boring compared to speculative themes. Behavioral discipline is therefore a central pillar. Common traps include overreacting to short-term news, constantly comparing results to peers, and confusing activity with skill. By setting clear rules such as long-holding horizons and minimal tinkering, the investor creates guardrails against emotional decision-making. The strategy also reframes risk. Volatility is treated as tolerable, while permanent loss of capital is the real enemy. This perspective encourages investors to focus on business durability and financial strength rather than daily price movements. In combination, concentration, patience, and behavior, aware rules form the operating system of the method, turning a simple idea into a repeatable investing practice. In conclusion, this book suits long-term individual investors, professionals who want a clear equity framework, and anyone tired of noisy market predictions and frequent trading. It is especially useful for readers who can commit to multi-year horizons and prefer decisions grounded in business quality rather than short-term price action. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. Financially, it promotes a realistic path to wealth building through compounding. Psychologically, it reduces stress by limiting the number of decisions and encouraging a process-driven mindset. The Coffeekin method also teaches a transferable way of thinking about businesses, helping readers evaluate companies through durability, governance, and financial strength instead of hype. Compared to many investing books that lean heavily on clever tactics or complex models, this one differentiates itself through simplicity paired with strict selectivity. It argues for fewer holdings, stronger filters, and a firm rule of letting time do the heavy lifting. That combination can be worth paying for because it is actionable. It gives readers principles for what to buy, what to avoid, and how to behave after buying, which is often where investors lose most of their returns. If you would like to support Saurabh Mukherjee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.